Blog Talk Radio.
Radio ENT, and that's at blogtalkradio.com. Today, it's in the AM. Today, I wanted to talk about what is a real go-getter. Now, I was listening to a couple of my other people's show earlier today and networking around Big Up to Feed the Wolves and Big Up Smurf. And, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, I'm a go-getter. I get it done. I make it happen. But the diva today need to clarify a situation. First of all, got to give a shout-out to God. I want to give a shout-out to my son, and I want to give a shout-out to my whole team, Team Mary Kay, Team Diva Spot ENT, and the Retweet Squad. But a real go-getter, in my opinion, can multitask. And when I say multitask, if you a go-getter, that means you don't necessarily just have one thing that you're doing. You have more than one thing that you're doing at the same time. Meaning, if you're not an official go-getter, if all you have is a Facebook, if your name is Joe Blow, I should be able to put Joe Blow in Google and over at least minimum 500 things pop up with Joe Blow connected to you. You know, you can't just say, yeah, I'm going to go get it, I'll get it done, because a lot of people will blow smoke and they will say, I'm going to go get it, I'm making it happen, but they really not. So if you tell Diva Mary Kay that you will go get it, no, Diva Mary Kay is going to Google you and see what happens. Another thing about with being a go-getter brands themselves, meaning that their name is branded and they are respected. And they are respected by other go-getters. There's no reason why you should say you a go-getter and your name is not respected, let alone nobody is knowing you and you're not doing anything. Another key point I want to give is a go-getter gives. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm a go-getter, I'll get it done. But what are you, a go-getter go get something? Meaning, prime example. Now, if you're a mother, let's start with the mothers. If you're a mother and a lot of them are like, oh, it's too much, I can't do this. I can't finish school because I got my kids, or I got to go to work, I can't live my dreams. That's a lie. So you can tell them niggas you roll with whatever you want, but you and I know what's going on, meaning that you're lazy. Now, you can get up in the morning, rise up early, get the breakfast or whatever the case may be, get the kids off to school, you go to school or go to work and then go to school later on in the day. A real go-getter knows how to manage their time. And at the same time, they still make time for the guy they're understanding, whether you Christian, Muslim, Hindu, apostle, it don't matter what it is. You can get it done. I'm getting tired of people saying they go-getters and they're not getting anything. All right, another key point. Listen real closely, people. A go-getter gets money. A go-getter just don't follow on somebody else's coattail. A go-getter go get that money, and they go get their name put out there. You just don't necessarily can be on Twitter, and you got thousands of followers, but there's no video on you. If you're doing the whole media network and online networking thing, the first thing that you should have is a Google account. You should be able to, you should have your Google set up, and you should be tagging yourself. Not only that, I should be able to go to your Twitter, go to your website, see some video on you, go to your blog. What else are you doing besides sitting there saying that you a go-getter? You know, a go-getter on a regular day, you have to feel extraordinary. Like, you just can't be on basic service saying that you a go-getter. That's just not necessarily going to happen. And another point I want to make right now, a go-getter show love. If you a go-getter and you got a Twitter or you got a blog talk or you got a blog spot, whatever the case may be, and you got people following you and you following them, do yourself a favor as a go-getter. Is to show love to the people who support you. Call into their shows. Do some research on people. Don't just be like, oh, yeah, I'm down with Diva Mary Kay or I'm down with Future Guru 100 or I'm down with Big and Smurfs and them, and you haven't did any research on them to know what they're doing, where they're going, and what's coming next. Gotta put that out there. Now that we done got some of that out the way, because there's more to come, I want to get into some hot music. And it's from your boys, Hit Mob. They straight out of Brick City, Brick City Finest, Hit Mob. And this day hit extraordinary. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tuned in to Diva Spot ENT on Blog Talk Radio. Let's go.
Hit Mob. Oh, yes, sir. I mean, I feel good. I feel excellent. I feel stupendous on a normal day. Right now, that music got me feeling extraordinary. Hear me? Get with it. It's that mixtape legend sound. 007. Welcome to Hit Mob.
Yo, check 1-2-007. I need it from the top. DJ 007.
You know what I'ma do. Go ahead and bring the drama to something like phenomenal. We're spitting the rhyme or two. Something like Obama do. A bomb on you and him. You don't really want it, I give it to you and him. I'm North born, nigga. North raised. We got them lookouts watching coming from all ways. Transactions made up in the dirty hallway. If you want to tour, then you niggas better call me.
Girl Diva Mary Kay, welcome back. You now tuned in live to Diva Spy ENT, and that's at blogtalkradio.com. And at the top of the hour, we're talking about what is the real go-getter. I was expressing before we went to the music, that's a hot banger right there. That's hit my, that is very good applause. It's definitely a hot joint. Those are your boys, Hit Mob. They out of Brick City, Newark, New Jersey. That's Hit Mob, and that's one of their songs called Extraordinary. You say, I feel extraordinary. Something got a hold on me. And when you a go-getter, you feel like something got a hold on you. Like, you definitely, I got to make it no matter what. And me personally, you know, being a go-getter, you run into a lot of people that's BSing. And I like to use the word wow. While meaning with or without you, I'm going to make it. I want y'all to call in and let me know what y'all think about what a real go-getter is. I see, you know, your boy Sean Walker checking in. What's up, Sean? I see my girl Latia checking in. Hit me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know what you feel a real go-getter is. And a couple of points I want to put out about being a go-getter, what I was saying before is you need to be having multiple things going on with yourself. Go-getters usually brand themselves. They just don't be out there saying, oh, I'm a go-getter, just to be saying it. When you brand yourself, especially when you're doing this online thing, and what I've learned is you definitely want to have a Twitter, you want to have a Facebook, you want to have a YouTube, you can have a blog spot. For those who don't know what blog spot is, it's a website where you can blog everything that you come across of your thoughts. It's more of, it's like a little magazine. I'm gonna call it a virtual magazine because you can put any stories and topics that you want up there. You can also check my blog spot up. It's www.blogspot.com/DivaSpotENT for the things that you see and that you want to address. Also, you can upgrade yourself a little bit more. If you're talking about really being a go-getter and getting noticed and getting your voice out there, getting yourself out there, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. It's really not that much a month, but, with being a go-getter, you definitely want to invest into your future. You don't want to sit still in one place. And going back to what I was saying about time management, a lot of, people I run into, male and female, be like, oh, I ain't got time to go to school because I got to go to work. I got to pay these bills, or I ain't got time to do this or show up to a community event and show up to the school event for the kids because I got to do this. Yes, you can. If you say you can't do something, just saying that you can't do something, you already defeated yourself just by saying I can't. You already defeated yourself. The game is already over because you already got negative thinking. I see some people listening. I want to go to a line right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary K 662. Who's listening?
It's Improv, a.k.a. the Celebrity Impersonator. What's going on, Ms. Diva K?
What's going on? How you?
Everything good. I feel like that I'm a go-getter.
Okay.
I'm on Blog Talk every time. I'm on there. I'm doing different radio stations. I do inthebuilding.neen.com. I'm on their website. Got two MySpace, two Facebooks. Got In the Building webpage. Me, PG, Peter Green, all them. I think they over in Wisconsin. I do commercials.
Okay.
I did two commercials with Drew Brees down here in Louisiana. So I got a chance to talk with Kim Cole. She accepted me as a son on Facebook.
Mm.
The thing about it, I do like celebrity impersonations. I always say I'm the self-proclaimed son of Kim Cole and Wayne Brady because I think Wayne Brady is one of the best male impersonators. I think Kim Cole is the best female.
Shout out to Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
But that's what I was talking about. Y'all hear that? Y'all see that? He's doing multiple things. He's doing multiple things and branding himself. How important do you feel that it is to be doing more than one thing, to consider yourself a go-getter? What is your technique of being a go-getter? Like, let me ask you this question. What's one of the most important things that you must do to be certified as a go-getter?
Man, first of all, you got to pray to God.
Yes.
Pray to God. You can't let nothing hold you back. They counted me out in 81. The year I born, they say he going to be on drugs by the time he's 18. He going to be in jail by the time he's 25. He going to have 5 or 6 kids by the time he's 21. None of it never happened. I had one thing in my mind. I'm going to be an actor. And that's what I was going to do. Staying focused. You can't let nobody shake you.
You can't let nobody shake you. And that's why I use that phrase, wow. With or without you, I'm going to make it. It's either you're going to be a Mexican or you're going to be a Mexican. And a lot of people look at that as arrogance. No, that's confidence. You got to be able, first of all, stay prayed up. Know that no weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. You got to remember that. You got to come in this like, this is what it is. And people are like, oh, she cocky or he cocky. They think they are that, but not for nothing. You can have a business and tell your whole crew about it, but if they don't support it, what's the point of even dealing with them people anyway?
That's what I'm saying. If you don't believe in yourself and somebody comes through, you can't be people famous. You got to be doing it for yourself. As soon as the people gone, then you're like, you ain't going to feel no more. So one is like, you got to do it for yourself.
You definitely got to do it.
Not do this. I done waste all my years doing this. What? Stop it because you said it? I do, like I said, I do celebrity impersonations right now. I'm in the 20s. I can do about 20 celebrities. I do accents. Bernie Mac, that's one of the people I do. Forrest Gump, Barack Obama, Terrence Howard, myself.
Oh, that's my boy, Barack. So we definitely gonna have to network. Shoot your email and your website out, because you know I'm gonna go back and listen to the show so I can be able to link up with you so we can do some things for Diva Spot ENT. I'm thankful that you listen in. That's what's up.
Oh yeah, you can go find me on YouTube. Type in improv, M-PROV. Check me out when I do my celebrity impersonation. I'm at the Improv in Dallas. I'm doing some. I think I'm at the Funny Bone in Shreveport. You can go to my Facebook page, Marcello Stewart, M-A-R-C-H-E-L-L-O, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. MySpace, type in Improv, a.k.a. the Celebrity Impersonator. And I think my other one, I think both of them find me as Improv on both Facebook, both MySpace.
Well, that's definitely what I'm definitely going check in, because you know I definitely want an impersonation and for you to call in and probably do a drop for Diva Spot ENT, but this is how we do it. We network. Y'all see how easy that was? I'm networking online doing the show. I'm in Jersey. Where you at, brother?
I'm in Shreveport, Louisiana.
He in Louisiana. It's right now. It's 1 a.m. where I'm at, and we networking to build our empire. We're trying to brand ourselves. And I'm glad that you just said that, too. If you don't call yourself a go-getter and somebody listens to your show or you network with somebody, it don't matter, Facebook or Twitter, you're not a go-getter if you are not physically connecting with that person. If you haven't talked on the phone to this person and if y'all haven't did anything, because a lot of people say, oh, DJ Enough, follow me on Twitter and Master Flex, follow me on Twitter and Keisha Coase. If you have not had any contact and networking with this person and you talking about that they following you and this, and this, and that, you are not a go-getter. That's just it. We're going to start putting the stamp on people. I had to definitely get that out. But I thank you for definitely calling in and listening to the show. We're about to get into some more hot music because, you know, I stay grinding as well. And let's see what we're going to get into. What you want to hear, bro? What you got on your mind you want to hear? Because I got a lot of shit here.
Oh, man, you can play something from your city.
Something from my city. I got some hot. You know what? Let's do the fast lane. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We about to get into another Jersey's finest. Your boy, Chief, in the fast lane. Brick City, all the way to Louisiana. Let's go.
Better through the blurs to see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better. Better learn to miss your turn and be lost forever. The fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blurs to see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better. Better learn to miss your turn and be lost forever.
CKG, always do it pronto. Only triple doubles when I play Rondo. Something nasty coming out my mouth. Mono, nuclear style, no mohawk. Tell them try behind them. Glove tight fit, I'm talking OJ Bronco. Living in the rain, still dry. Ponchos, did they get enough? No, my Camacho. Cover all tips like spread on the nachos. Real quick, gotta know where damage like potholes. With your lane back, flashing classic through the console. Passing by them haters, how they flaw, but no dough. Treat them like a kid, put it back, that's a no-no. Not down with them clowns, they hanging with no bobo. Give my all every time, never spend so-so. LUP coming, change the lane.
Living life in a fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blurs. To see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better. Better learn to miss your turn and be lost forever. The fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blurs. To see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better. Better learn to miss your turn and be lost forever.
Take the key in the ignition, the gentleman, start your engine. Fast lane, high speeds, nigga, I'm truly driven. Put together two. Clever, call it divine suspension. City slicker, move too quick, but pictures come ride with us. Blowing haze, blowing minds of pretty women. Fast lane, make time move quicker. Till a smooth mister, built to last. Style like a R8, handle better than any class. Under pressure, still intact, move like the flash. Flow swift, do
160 on the track, shipping through life, making my rights and never crashed out. Ironclad, 4x4, whatever terrain, I'm making my path. True rider on my epitaph, speed up, you'll be left at last. Rising as a second pass, steady stepping on the gas. Step around the corner, waiting for my ass. Make sure I speed past, fast life, that's right, check the dash
lane. 100 miles or better through the blur, so see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better, better learn to miss your turn and be lost forever. The fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blur, so see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better, better learn to miss your turn and be lost forever.
Moving at high velocities properly, ain't no stopping me. High speed, still cool, never do I move sloppily. Watch with me, possibly the hottest commodity. Keep it moving with the whole world on top of me, just do it logically. Forever ready, burn up the track like Andretti. Stand still while we breeze through, get with it already. Palms dry, never sweaty, even though the drama heavy. Makes me more deadly, now who can get with me?
I move every aqua, getting dough like clockwork. Change up the style, but didn't need work. Don't beg for it, I get it, cause I'm supposed to. See my six flags, you know she gon' ride too. The rush hour, sometimes we went right through. She understand the risk, we gotta eat too. The turnpike blowing smoke through the sunroof. Staying focused, I wonder what
living
my soul is doing.
In the fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blurs. To see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better, better learn. The mission turn and be lost forever. The fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blurs. To see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better, better learn. The mission turn and be lost forever.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Welcome back. We at the end of the hour. I just want to do this segment, you know, on the show. Again, you tuned in live to Diva Slot ENT. And I just want to do this segment on, you know, what is the real go-getter? I'm glad that the brother called in and put his input in. I definitely will be networking with you soon. I want to give a shout-out to a couple of my go-getters. My go-getters. And the reason why I say go-getters is because they my friends. No, I started networking with them first, and we definitely started grinding hard. So the first one was going to be Sheen Walker. You can actually go on, he dropping juice, go on YouTube and put in Sheen, S-E-A-N-B Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. He dropping juice. You definitely need to watch that. If you'll go get a watch that. Holla at my girl Latia on YouTube. Another one, your boy Bowser out of Brick City. Who else? You got Five Alive. That's your Feeding the Wolves. They go get us. Let's see who else here. Mel Parker, a.k.a. The Truth. He's another go-getter. Your boy B. Bonds. Follow him on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, too. Diva Mary Kay, / Well, Diva Mary Kay, what's that? Sorry. www.twitter.com/ Diva Mary Kay. Follow me there. And also check out my blog spot at www.blogspot.com/ Diva Mary Kay. And you can check out all the go-getters that I'm networking with and everything that I'm doing at upcoming events. We got a show coming on Saturday. You know, I'm extending from Brick City to Washington, so we're going to do that big. So it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. I'm about to get out of here. Much love and peace. I'm out, y'all. Say hello to the bad guy for me.
That rock from me.
Say hello to the bad guy. They say I'm a bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute and I'm a picture face paint. They say a lot about me, let me tell you what I am. They say I'm a bad guy. Say hi to the bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad. Say I'm a minute, left the picture they paint. They say a lot about me, let me tell you what I am.
Hello,
hey,
hello,
hey, hey. They say a lot about me, let me tell you what I am. I ain't playing, life's short, so I ain't.